Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's up, buddy? How we doing?
How you doing, pal?
Good, good, good. Happy Good Friday to you.
That's a weird
thing to say, Happy Good Friday, but, you know, happy day to you. Right. It is Good Friday, one of those things.
There's nobody on the roads. There's nobody in this building. Credit to the building and his company for giving our good, tough, hard workers the day off to have a nice head start on the Easter holiday.
You're being facetious. You're not.
Yeah.
You don't mean that.
Warriors. Yeah.
Warriors. Yeah. Bunch of warriors.
They sure are.
Bunch of warriors. Yeah. Big sports weekend here.
Huge.
Huge, huge, huge sports weekend. You got both series happening this weekend with two games in each series taking place. Has anything changed for you in a week since these series have started? Has anything changed for you in terms of the outlook on the championship chances for either of these two teams?
Yes.
Or what you think they're capable of, good or bad?
Yes.
What's changed?
The hockey, because of what's happened to Tampa and what's happened to Pittsburgh, looking at that type of high-end talent getting their asses swept. And I just equate it to it's like the Tim Tebow factor. You get Denver in here for divisional round. You beat them 45-7. Then you host the Colts. Path of least resistance is there for the hockey team. It is not there for the basketball team. But if we come in here Monday, basketball team should sweep. They should be ready to sweep. You know what I mean? That's the way I feel about it. I got a feeling that this hockey thing is going seven games in this first round, which scares the hell out of me. And I just hope, based on the way they played the other night, that maybe what happened to Tampa and maybe what happened to Pittsburgh gave them a little kick in the ass, but you fear that it should give Toronto a little kick in the ass. And Toronto's still a pretty damn good team on paper. I don't know what to make out of it. I hope the Bruins get out of this round. They should get out of this round. And I think their chance to have a path towards a championship is much, I don't say easier, but it's more bearable than the path the Celtics will have to take. That's how I feel. That's what's changed. That's the only thing, because of who was eliminated. Not how the Bruins are playing, not how the Celtics are playing. Celtics should destroy this team. They should. And if you don't, then you got problems.
Who's going to win the Bruins series?
I'm going to say the Bruins.
I would too. I said that at the beginning. The Bruins are going to win the series. They're the better team. They're
going to
win.
You get two of the next three.
You get with home ice.
Let me put it to you this way. Are you, Hardy, are you as sure that the Bruins will win the series as you were at the start of the series? I'm not.
Before the series started?
Yes.
No.
I feel Toronto has a better chance than what I originally gave them.
Yes. Yes.
I think Anderson can get hot, and that's what scares me.
Well, Anderson has been hot, but it's not necessarily about it's in part about Anderson, but it's more about
you feel better about Anderson.
Look,
you feel better
my
about
fault.
Tuukka.
I didn't watch enough Maple Leafs hockey this season. I wasn't paying enough attention last year when they took him down to the wire. I conveniently forgot or didn't know enough about Toronto to think that they would be this tough of a matchup for the Bruins. But the fact is, they took care of business in game one. Game two, the Bruins asserted themselves, and that's been their best game of the series. We all know what happened in games three and four, and we've got it tied up at two with a team that even when they were down and out of it, that game was over. Game four was done. That team didn't give up, and we're all very nervous in the last 90 seconds of that game. So I do not feel as good. I thought they were going to roll through them in five, six games at the absolute most, and that the Bruins were just, you know, I was taking them for what they put up in the regular season, second best record, and they had even beaten the Lightning, and I'm thinking, okay, Toronto's not going to be a problem. They're a big effing problem.
Big problem. I don't think the Bruins are out of the woods yet.
No, they are, of course
it's
not.
It's a brand new series.
It's a
They've
best
got
of
home
three.
Ice, and it's a best of three.
Yeah.
They're not out of the woods yet. I still expect them to win, but I like Toronto's chances more than I did at the start of the series. So that is, I guess, a credit to them the way they played. I also think that whoever wins this series and whoever wins that Capitals series is at a little bit of a disadvantage because their series went deep and the other two were sweeps. So as much as you talk about, well, look at the path. Columbus is now the next up. You know, the door is open. You don't have to play the Lightning. It's right. True. It is true. But I also then think you can't completely discount what Columbus has done to this point. And I also think that the Stanley Cup playoffs, to their credit and to the league's credit, are once again being proven as the most open-ended playoff tournament in professional sports.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you watch the NBA, and it feels like the first round is a complete waste of time.
It's a joke.
There's one series in the NBA where the higher seed is trailing, and that's the Nuggets-San Antonio Spurs series. Spurs are up 2-1 in that series. Every other series is either tied through two games or in most of them, the higher seed leads. In the case of the Celtics, they're up 2-0 and they look like they are the far better team despite trailing in game two. How and why,
right.
You know, we'll get in more in depth at another time, but they should wipe the floor with the Pacers. The Pacers suck.
Yeah.
And this first round feels like a giant waste of time a lot of the time. They should eliminate the first round. They should have fewer playoff teams in the NBA.
I know. You see all the pictures of them getting on the plane, heading to Indy, and some have their family there. Kyrie's got his book, and it's just so casual. Like, yeah, we're just going down there and finish this series off. Yeah, that's the feeling you have.
Yeah, so when you're talking about...
I completely disagree on the Celtics angle.
What?
The Celtics need the first round to work out the kinks. I think this has been a very valuable first round. It's not a waste of time.
Yeah, it's been valuable. No, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about us.
Yeah.
As fans.
Has that been
an enjoyable series to watch?
No.
God, no.
It's boring. I think it's boring.
Jim's definitely right, though. Thank God, because this team couldn't get their crap together in the final months of the season, that they have this first round and they're still sort of figuring things out. And we saw that at the end of game two, they found some things out. There are some takeaways there.
I see Gordon Hayward getting on a plane. He looks confident. He's smiling. It's something like that guy didn't do 4 months ago. You know? He seems like he's in a better spot.
Good teams, though, really, truly great teams are not supposed to need the first round to get their crap in order, though. That's one thing about this. The two series this weekend, they have they have two games. So we'll each play two games before we get back here on Monday. I think the Celtics, by far, have a better chance of ending it in four games than what the Bruins and Maple Leafs do. Which means... You know, they could both be over, but it just, I don't know. I get a feeling about this Bruins series going seven.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think Toronto's done. I don't think they're done. It feels like this one's going all the way. Tied at 2-2.
It just makes total sense for Toronto to win tonight. Bruins went up in Toronto, and then we're back here for game seven. Pulling our hair out.
Why do you put it that way?
Makes sense for everyone to win on the road?
Because it's ass backwards. Yes.
Because it's bounced. Because
I expect
one game,
the Bruins
game,
to win tonight. I expect that place to be nuts. And they'll probably lose by two goals tonight.
Yeah, I'm with
that. That's the way it is. Just the way. That's the way hockey goes. Yeah, because that's the way hockey goes. You even said it. The hockey playoffs, the NHL playoffs, have proven to be the most wide-ass open of all the sports. Like, anybody's got a shot. You're excited about tonight. You're back home. You got home ice. And it ain't going to matter one damn bit. Never does. So let's get ready for game seven. That's what I say.
I like the Bruins' chances far more of getting to the Eastern Conference Finals than I did before the playoffs, but I now like their chances in this series less. Does that make sense?
Yes, because of what happened with the
Lions. Yes.
Yeah, you tighten up, you tense up. You're like,
the Celtics,
crap.
On the other hand, do you feel any better or worse about their playoff chances? I feel about the
same.
I don't think much has changed there. Week later, they've played two games against, Indy. They've played two games against...
Well, Indy.
Yeah, we'll call them Indy. Yeah.
They played one of the worst playoff games I've ever tried to watch in game one. It was just putrid. You know, they're shooting, what, 35, 36%, turned the ball over 20 times, still won. Like, yeah. What's the point of watching this?
Hey, Red Sox are in Tampa. Got them, too.
I don't know what's going to happen in Tampa for that team. We'll get to the Red Sox today. Don't worry.
We've got Shaughnessy
too.
Today, too.
We do have Shaughnessy. Yeah. Dan Shaughnessy will be with us starting at 11 a.m.
Yeah, good Friday. I'll work good Friday.
Oh, yeah. Sure. We'll talk about Pedro.
Get off the plane, put some water on my face, wake up.
Talk about Petey. Yeah. It's sad.
Time to write the article. I had the article written 2 years ago. Ready to press send. Press send today.
Like in a, it's like an obituary, you know, for people that are old. Have it ready to go.
Yeah. Get the rigatoni, you know, rolls, a little salad, spring salad.
I think, did Shaughnessy just become Babcock? Yeah, go make a moment.
Kind of.
Yeah, make moments.
Two strange people.
All of that stuff. 617-779-0985. If your opinions changed of either team through a week of the playoffs for the Celtics or for the Bruins on this Friday, 617-779-0985. Everything from the week on both of those fronts, Bruins and Celtics. There's a tape that's being shopped to celebrity gossip websites that would reportedly be the tape of Robert Kraft at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. We'll tell you the details on that story next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
We'll get your calls momentarily. Story popped up last night. I did not see it until this morning. Zoe saw it last night. Didn't share it with anyone.
Well, I didn't have the share app open.
Open?
Because Jim, when was the last time I was on that thing?
Before the Super Bowl, I assume.
Slack.
January 17th.
Yeah, it's proud. You should be proud of that.
Before he even went into the Orchids of
here's
Asia.
Here's a headline from The Blast. Damn. TheBlast.com. Now, you might say, what the hell is The Blast? The Blast is a website that was started by the co-founder of TMZ, who sort of clashed 18 months ago or so with Harvey Levin, who runs TMZ. He was the co-founder with Levin. He then branched off, took a bunch of the top people at TMZ, and started The Blast, which is sort of still building. But here's what they write on their website. Robert Kraft naked spa video being shopped around as Judge Halt's public release of tape. They write, Robert Kraft is fighting Florida prosecutors after they announced an intention to release a video featuring the New England Patriots owner receiving services. The Blast was recently contacted by a party who claimed to have obtained portions of the actual video taken of Kraft from the Orchids of Asia Day Spa and Massage Parlor in Jupiter. Representatives of our news operation viewed the footage and upon watching can verify the tape appears to show Kraft in the massage parlor with another person, presumably the massage therapist. In the video, the 77-year-old is already undressed and laying on the table with his hands placed behind his head. The camera angle,
he crossed his feet,
is an overhead shot, and it is believed the camera was placed in the ceiling.
Ooh.
So it's looking straight down onto the table.
It's usually where you'd place them, I would think. If we had,
I have no idea. How would you know that?
I don't know. If somebody how came in here to to spy on us, gee, I wonder where they'd put the camera. I'd go up top where everything is, to where you just it blends with everything. They didn't put it in a nanny cam in a teddy bear tummy, you know, in a corner or something. Or maybe one of scented candles, a candle cam.
You seem to know a lot about this. So I'm going to take your word for it that you would know it would be in the ceiling. So the camera is apparently in the ceiling. The video sample that they write about on TheBlast.com, the video sample we were shown was only a portion of the videos collected by authorities but it was enough to verify that it is legit. The Palm Beach County State Attorney's Office announced Wednesday they intend to make the surveillance video of Kraft and all of the other suspects available to the public. Kraft, as we know, has filed that emergency motion. And with that now being shopped, this now opens the door for some of the charges. I don't mean criminal charges, but the allegations being made by the criminal defense attorneys that there is prosecutorial misconduct here, Zoe. That they have somehow leaked the video, that the video has, you know, not been under lock and key.
Oh, wonder how they got the video.
And that it may be out there somehow. Someone obtained it.
Maybe Sheriff Jim Bob Cooter had it on his horse, his little pocket on the side, that little, you know, what, a satchel that they throw over the horse when they ride to carry things.
I'm sorry?
Maybe he gave it out. A little satchel they put on the horse, side saddle. Yeah.
And so it's the attorneys, pouch. It's the attorneys for the two women in the case.
Yeah.
That have filed, a motion in court. They did that yesterday for Li Wang and Hua Zhang. The attorney cited a New York Daily News story that was the blast story that reports that an unknown person had contacted the blast. And so they're saying that it was, you know, the police. It had to be the police who leaked the video to somebody.
Yeah. I mean, Shaughnessy's coming in. He works for the Globe. I mean, they're one of the news agencies and you know, media outlets that desires the tape and purveyors of truth. And if they want it, maybe they'll bid on it. And maybe Dan will have some information on that.
I don't think they're going to bid on it, and every news agency is asking for the tape.
Oh, okay.
They deem it news. It's newsworthy.
Yeah, they got in on after everybody else.
I don't think a news outlet like NBC or CBS News is going to pay for a tape.
No,
they don't do that.
No,
that's the work of TMZ. And
TMZ is going to get. I think everybody thinks
and sites like that.
Yeah.
So a spokesperson for the Jupiter Police, O'Neill Anderson, told the AP after this story broke last night that he doubts the authenticity of the report. He said his department has taken every precaution to secure the evidence, and he doesn't believe anyone in the police department or state attorney's office would leak the video. Anderson also pointed out that no websites or news organizations have actually shown the video. He said if anyone had it, they would have released it by now. That's what Anderson said. So maybe not, though. What if it's for sale? Someone's shopping it. Someone's trying to profit off of it. And you know what happens in those cases? They typically watermark, you know, they put a bit, you know, some sort of text over the video, you know, so that you can't really publish it. Right?
Yeah. Pixelate it.
No.
No.
I know what you're talking
about. You know
what
I mean, right, Hardy?
The watermark.
The watermark. You put
a digital
watermark over a video. So that it might make the video look terrible, and that's why, you know, websites can't run with it, and then they pay the money, and then they get the version of it that doesn't have that on there.
Right.
Right?
Did the story say if it was pixelated or blurred or not?
It said nothing of that.
Okay.
It didn't say anything that I could tell. It just said that it was legit and that it showed a top view, which would obviously be best for seeing the face of whatever individual is laying on the table.
This is why I said when this thing first happened, I said, the tape's going to come out, whether it's by legal means or not, because it always comes out. Tape always gets out. And now, how many people have seen this? What's a soft number? It just, you know, using an educated guess of people who have looked at this thing now.
I'd say probably 50.
Right?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, let's say 50.
Everybody in that police department that had access is probably going to say, I need to see that.
We get our hands on some stuff as a show that we don't actually talk about if there's information out there or like, hey. He grabbed something, right? And guess who looks at it? You, me, him, Jim, Tom. Oh, like there's five right there like that. And it's easy to get to that number. You're like, well, how does it get to 50? Easily.
And again, this website is a TMZ spinoff. The guy who runs it is Mike Walters. He was the co-founder of TMZ with Harvey Levin. And so you can understand why it would be shopped to a site like that. And I'm assuming that if it was shopped to the blast and Mike Walters, it probably already has been shopped to TMZ.
Yeah, you go there first. Who's going to pay the most?
And I want to know, is TMZ going to pony up and buy the tape? If it's real, don't you think that is right up their alley? Doesn't TMZ want to be the first to have it?
Should. Yeah.
That's a big one. That's got TMZ written all over.
This is a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. This makes news, this one.
Yeah. And maybe it was shopped to the blast first because, hey, you want to make a name for yourself? You want to beat TMZ to a scoop? Your price is X. Pay it, or else I'm going to go shop it to TMZ, and they'll buy it. And so it appears that the Blast has taken a pass on it if their report is true and if they really were shown a video and were offered up a video of what happened there.
Yeah, now they're getting free publicity for this instead of having to pay for the tape and get publicity for it. So now people know their
Blast,
website.
Right. I don't know what the Blast was until yesterday.
I don't know what the legal headaches will be for them if they do publish a copy of the tape. I have no idea. So
I can see them getting the tape, putting it out there saying, look at this guy having a blast. Yeah. Now I know what the Blast is. I never heard of the Blast till yesterday. This is look at the amount of attention they're getting now.
Right.
Yeah.
And they don't have to, and they have to this point not offered up anything to prove that they have been shopped the tape. Couldn't they put up a still image? Couldn't they do that? That shows no activity, nothing other than
sure
face,
hair, color. Yeah.
Couldn't they do that?
Yeah.
Just take a screen grab. Hey, we're not buying this tape, but look, we're not kidding.
And he's pretty recognizable. Just proof that it's him. You can do that, sure.
But the only the no, I
but
don't
you're
know.
Not
I don't know
to.
That they could do that because
you're not allowed.
I mean, literally, if
court said no,
if someone is shopping this thing and they have a copy of it, you don't send along a copy to the person and say, "Hey, do you want to buy this?" You meet in person and you show it to them, and you don't allow them any type of possession of it. Now, just don't put it out there until you write us a check. That's how this thing gets out there in the first place.
Oh, I mean, get ready to get sued, too.
I don't know that they could publish a still image of it. Because if I were shopping something like that, nobody gets a copy of it. Oh, you want to buy this thing? Meet me at the Dunkin'.
WB over there, parking lot here in the white van.
And I'll show it to you like this with no one else standing around so you know that I have it. And that's it. And I think that's how those things probably get shopped. Yeah, it's eyes only. You're not sending it via email.
Except people want to remain anonymous when they've stolen it or they've had someone steal it for them.
I'll send T-Bone.
All right.
No one's going to mess with him.
617-779-0985. Cam's in Taunton. Hey, Cam.
How's it going, guys? Hey. You know, the Bruins, first of all, thank you to the NBA for needlessly putting off game 2-3 days for there's another conflict tonight. So thank you for doing that. On the Bruins, I mean, the East is, Zoe said it to lead up the shows, the East is so wide open for them now, especially since Carolina just evened things up with Washington last night. If Holtby and the Capitals get taken out now too, you are the top dog.
Yeah.
You're there. It's your conference. You need to finish this series because if Washington goes down,
Eastern
Conference for you is wide open.
Say they go down and you get popped. Imagine how much you will get skewered. You know,
that's going to
wrap up
for years.
Oh, you had the path, and you blew it. And you know what that feels like to me? Remember when Patriots were up 18 AFC title game in Indy? And then you couldn't cover Dallas freaking Clark on a little post-corner route? Next thing you know, that guy, Peyton Manning, is out there winning Super Bowls against, Rex Grossman? And Prince played that halftime, one of the greatest halftimes ever.
In the rain?
You could have been in that Super Bowl. That would have been another win. You would have smoked Chicago that year. That's what it would feel like. Boy, did you blow it that year. Bruins will get crushed if they don't get out of this round.
And by the way, I'm generally pretty happy with the pacing of this first-round series in terms of scheduling. We've only had one two-day layoff. Normally, you get multiple two-day or even a three-day layoff in between games when they bounce from city to city. We've only had it once during this series. I think that's phenomenal.
The Celtics series is horrid. When do they play against Sunday at 1? Oh, right?
Celtics are tonight and Sunday.
Tonight and Sunday.
Yeah. Right.
There's only been one two-day layoff. And generally,
good.
It seems like...
I thought that's what he was talking about.
In these first-round series, you'll get a 2 or 3 day layoff twice during the opening series because of whether it's for scheduling or I don't know.
It would have been nice, though. The Celtics could have been on the track to play, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday,
instead
of Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, exactly like the Bruins.
They never do that. They never give one day off. Oh, my God, we got to go all the way.
You pit them up against each other.
Got to go all the way from Boston to for India.
They're doing 2 days. They're doing games 2, 3, and 4 2 days apart each.
Yeah, every other day. But normally you get multiple 2-day layoff.
And then they have another one coming up. So they play Sunday, Wednesday, Friday.
Jim, you and I got Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. About it before the series. That's what confused me there because I thought it was, you know, three was Sunday.
John is in Lowell today. John, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Just calling in to let you guys know what I think about the series. I think the NHL and the NBA should have best out of five in the first round, like the MLB, because no one wants to watch the Clippers go against the Warriors for, you know, a best out of seven. It's a waste of time.
Yes, in the NBA, no in the NHL.
That's how I'd go with it.
100% agree.
Yeah, the NHL, well, the NBA. You've gotten good series. You always get good series right out of the gate.
Yeah.
And you see upsets frequently.
As we have.
NBA? Rare.
No.
Usually doesn't happen. 617-779-0985. You know that we are getting closer and closer to the NFL draft, so.
I know. Next week.
You feel ready for it?
No. Absolutely not.
I feel as ready as I'm ever going to be. It starts next Thursday night.
Look at you.
Next Thursday.
You got a mock draft and everything?
Oh, no, that doesn't mean I'm like I know anything about it. I just feel as ready as I will be. I don't plan on doing
anymore. I wish
it
was last week. Bring it on.
I don't feel like doing any more prep work than my, you know, half-assed prep to this point.
Oh, you don't like talking about like the fourth, fifth, sixth?
No. But I do like talking about quarterbacks.
Oh.
I do enjoy talking quarterbacks. We've talked a lot of quarterback stuff. And I think we need to get something out ahead of the draft on the Patriots and quarterbacks. We need to decide something.
This is easy.
We will decide that next. Shaughnessy is with us at 11.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there. Older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing.
I like this.
Like
I like this discussion.
Country roads.
Are you playing this for Will Greer? Is that what this is for?
Yes. You draft this kid, and he's the next guy? You take Josie and you back burner. And this is the new one.
All right, hold on a second.
Even when Brady's playing?
Hold on. Brady's playing, jackass.
I'm already going down a different road for just Rizzo. So, Will Greer, according to some, I think it's probably a long shot, but some people think he could slip up into the first round. He could jump up.
But he's had a good workout.
People either love him or hate him.
Feels far-fetched. Feels like that's not going to happen.
Can't you say that about everybody, though?
Let's just say it does.
No, seriously.
Somebody said that Kyler Murray, if he's not picked number one, could slip out of the first round completely, which I don't believe at all.
You never know.
So that would be like Aaron Rodgers.
He was first round.
Yeah, he slipped to 24, right?
Yeah.
But slipped all the way down. Alex Smith, it was the biggest story of the draft.
Yeah.
Alex Smith went one, and he fell.
Now you know why.
So, if Will Greer...
Kind of
all right, where do you expect... Let me ask this way. Where do you expect Will Greer to go in the draft?
Late first to mid-second.
Okay, so Zoe believes he could be drafted in the first round.
He's in your area.
You've got him going in, let's say, the first two rounds. He's off the board somewhere in the first two rounds.
Best case for him, I think, would be somewhere around 20.
So if you draft a quarterback in the first two rounds, and you're the New England Patriots, and you get a quarterback in first or second round, what do you want them to do with that guy? And what is that? Here's the first question. How are we supposed to interpret that if they do it?
If they do it, then we found the next Garoppolo.
Yeah, and when do you think they're going to plan on getting to him and putting him in the game? Do you think they would repeat the same thing they did with Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yes.
When they have a quarterback who's going to be 42 years old, you think they're going to wait it out again?
Yeah.
And then trade a young kid away at the end of a rookie deal?
No, I don't think they'll trade him away. I think this is where, you know, Brady's not going to play past 45. You know, you go back to when Garoppolo first got here. Jesus, 5 years ago.
I mean,
and here's Brady still talking about playing an additional two. You're not resetting another 7 years.
Here's what I want to know. Are they going to draft what they believe to be the next franchise QB a second time and then just wait it out again? Are they willing to do that?
Unless Brady falls apart or declines or gets hurt.
So draft another franchise quarterback who they think they can hit on.
Yeah, if you think you can hit on a guy.
And you do hit on him, and he comes in and he impresses you as a coaching staff.
Yes.
You just are going to say, yeah, we're just going to continue to shelve him and have him as an insurance policy. You think they're going to do that a second time?
Yeah.
I don't think they are.
I already did it first
I don't think they're going to do that again.
Well, you're not going to draft a tight end a second round if you think the guy slipped
I don't know what tight end has to do with anything.
Well, I mean, Gronkowski, what are you not going to replace Gronkowski?
Garoppolo was here for 3.5 years.
Okay, but
is Brady going to play more than 3.5 years?
No. So this kid should be, whoever they draft
but
should
be
ready. But if
he plays three more years, so what?
So he plays 3 more years, then Greer's ready to go. Yes,
you've got,
do it.
You've got what? You've got,
I draft a kid,
depending on where
Brady
he's drafted, you've got a year left to go.
2 year extension.
You've got a year to go on the contract. So you don't get any of the advantages of having a young, good quarterback who gets paid little.
Yeah,
so
wouldn't you think having Brady is better than any advantage you can get for an extra 2 years?
You know my stance on this. I don't even want to draft a quarterback. Right. So don't look at me. I want Brady all the way, baby.
But
ride that horse until it doesn't go anymore.
But there's a difference between first and second round because of the additional year of control. So if you really think
that's why I said depending on the round.
Like Greer, if you really think he's the guy and he's there somewhere around 22.
You're better off drafting him at 25 than you are at, 35.
Trade up to 24, 23 and get him there then. Then you got another year on him. It doesn't turn into the Garoppolo situation. Say Brady outlives the plan again, which I don't think he will do.
So this is my long way of saying, if they draft a quarterback, how are we supposed to interpret that? And I would say that if the head coach still wants to move on from the quarterback in his 40s at any point, if he feels, hey, Brady's getting into his 40s now, it's been a great run, but it's time to start looking to the future the way he tried to with Jimmy Garoppolo, what makes you think that's not going to come to a head again? Redraft someone who's good and says, I'm not waiting until the end of the rookie deal again. I want to play the guy. I want to get going with the next, the next run of Patriots success. It's not personally what I would do because you know my feelings on this, Brady all the way. But I just wonder if they draft a quarterback, does it mean that? Are we going to see this?
No, I think you're past that. I think you've passed that. Brady's won 3 of 4. I mean, come on. We're past that.
The trio there, the power trio.
Yeah.
Brady, Belichick, and Kraft.
He had other issues.
Kraft, I think, wants Brady, as we know. Brady wants to be here. Where does Bill sort of figure into all this?
Here's what I think.
And Kraft and Bill are good. They've been good. They had dinner and everything smoothed everything over at the end of last season.
I don't think you can leapfrog your need at tight end is the problem. If the guy's there, if Greer's there, 23, 24, but oh my God, Hawkinson won't be there, but say Noah Fant is. Do we take Fant or do we trade up and get Will Greer? What do we do? Get the tight end first. You got to get the tight end.
That's what I would do. That's what you would do.
I think you trade.
But if they don't do that and they get the quarterback, I'm sorry. You got to start thinking about what the hell it means.
I think they're somewhere between 20 to 24 are going to trade up to get their tight end that they had circled.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that seems very specific.
They're not going up higher than 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eric is in San Francisco today. Eric, what's up?
How you doing, gentlemen? Big, huge fan. I want to say that they're not going to draft a quarterback because he's already on the team, and his name is Danny Etling.
Oof.
That's the future guy.
I hope not.
I want your opinion on that. I know you're going to laugh.
No, I'm not laughing. I just hope that's not the case.
Go ahead.
I just hope that's not true.
I think he's special.
Based on what?
I think he basically is under the radar. No one's talking about him. He travels with
what
the
makes
team.
Him special? What has he done?
A huge ego.
No, really, Eric. What has he ever done that's special?
He has
special?
Been a champ. He did an 85-yard bootleg. That was the only thing I could think of. It's a preseason game. Yeah, maybe it doesn't matter. I get it. I'm just saying, I think he is unique.
Unique how?
I'm with him. He's speedy. He's speedy and athletic. I like him.
He ran a bootleg against people that aren't even in the league.
Why is he unique? I'm all ears. Why is he unique? Maybe there's something we haven't considered.
I think he played under multiple systems. That doesn't make him unique. I think he has no ego for a quarterback position, which makes him unique. I think he's cheap. He's already on the team. He travels as a practice squad member. The only one is... I think Juwan Bentley is the only other guy that does that, right?
Correct.
Well, Juwan Bentley was hurt. He wasn't a practice squad player. Juwan Bentley was injured. Juwan Bentley was playing if he wasn't injured. Danny Etling was not. He was always marked for the practice squad.
Etling traveled with the team. That is correct. They like him. They're trying to develop him. But to think that he played in multiple systems. He played an archaic system.
Do you know what they're trying to develop Danny
LSU
Etling into?
LSU system sucked.
You know what they're trying to get Danny Etling's level to? Brian Hoyer level.
Yeah.
They're trying to make him Brian Hoyer. He's not even Brian Hoyer good. That's not unique.
Still stuck on Zoe's trade proposal here, because I look at 23, 24 in the draft.
And who are they?
Texans. Probably could use a good tight end, right?
Yeah, you have a good, you have Raiders. A good relationship with the Texans.
Raiders are rumored to be high on Noah Fant.
You think Mayock would do anything for Belichick?
So they have to get ahead of those teams.
Raiders are 24.
23, 24.
So you got to get ahead of those teams.
You have to look at teams that you have a good relationship with, like Cleveland.
Yeah, but if
like,
those teams
Baltimore
want
through 22,
but if those teams have the same desires that you do, it doesn't matter that you're friends.
But Baltimore's picking 22 ahead of those teams.
They could do it. They could do a deal with Baltimore.
Seattle's picking 21.
You have a good relationship with Pete and that crew out there. Yeah,
Pittsburgh's 20. I don't think they trade with them.
I don't think they're going to make a trade with Pittsburgh.
That's why I think you're
Tennessee's
not getting
Tennessee's 19 though. Tennessee's at 19.
617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy is going to join us coming up at 11 a.m. We've got a little something for you, Zoe. You ever heard of Lil Nas X?
Pardon me?
Lil Nas X.
Lil.
Lil.
Oh, L-I-L.
Like Lil Wayne.
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard Lil Wayne.
Okay, so that's a no. That's okay. I've never heard of him.
I've not heard of this
He's
person.
He's got the most streamed song ever.
Oh.
Is he dope?
Congratulations.
We're going to find out about that coming up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Girls will be girls and boys will be boys. And Dola always gonna be in sunglasses with noise. His name is Dola. D-O-L-A Dola.
It's Julian Edelman ripping off Hardy's song. We keep retiring this, but it keeps finding its way back.
G-O-A-L, G-O-A-L-G-O-L-A.
First and goal to go from the nine.
Rob got bumped and Brandon was cooked, but then Brady said, I can always find Amendola.
Looks down the middle.
D-O-L-A, Dola.
Love the bass.
Danny Amendola.
Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
We got life. Somebody making a play to Danny Amendola.
They were down by three.
Takes the snap.
They needed to score.
Play fakes Dwight.
Go up.
Looks down the middle.
So
he fires and the ball is.
Danny, can you catch one more for me?
Caught in the back of the end zone by Danny.
It's a catch.
Amendola. Touchdown. Patriots.
Amendola.
Bend the grab.
And now the play falls up in the Super Bowl. In Minnesota.
Danny.
Danny Amendola.
Playoff Amendola.
Drive.
Amendola elevates.
Amendola.
1 foot.
What a catch.
2 foot.
Amendola.
Oh, my God.
Left foot toe tap. In the back of the end zone.
Again.
Once again, we play that because Julian Edelman on a post on social media was singing D-O-L-A Dola. I like that.
Okay. What you looking for? Are you happy in this modern world?
Do you think you could do that? Is that what you're saying?
It's a remake of A Star Is Born?
I thought it was Bradley Cooper for a second.
Nope, it wasn't.
Wow.
It wasn't. Other music news today. Kate Smith is out in both Philadelphia and in New York. Because they found out that she had some really vile, racist songs back in the day. So Kate Smith out at Yankee Stadium.
But in her
Kate Smith out in Philadelphia.
In her defense, Beatle.
Kind of just covered up.
What, they stopped playing. They stopped playing the song, and they covered up her statue.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Covered up, not out yet. They'll take it down. I'm sure.
Oh, but I mean, that's pretty much being out. I mean, that's it. Their relationship with Kate Smith, who's long dead.
Beatle, in her defense, horribly vile racist songs, but beautifully sung.
Yes, voice of an angel. Voice of an angel. But wow, I mean, the fact that it's just now coming to light.
Right?
No, you can't even say what one of the names is. You can't even say.
I never even heard it.
It's a term I'm not familiar with, but it's a racial slur that is in the title of one of the songs. And I guess at the time, it very much was a racial slur. And I mean, did no one think to check into any other song? I guess no one knows any other Kate Smith songs. It's she sang,
I mean, when you
God Bless
it.
America. That was, you know.
Did you ever hear Ray Charles sing it?
Like, that.
Yeah.
Okay, but that version America of God Bless America that was recorded, you know, in the 30s.
Yeah.
Was the version that popularized the song.
Right. Correct.
So
the other songs she recorded, and that, not so popular.
Right. Irving Berlin wrote God Bless America, and her version sort of, you know, leading up, I guess, you know, I think it was the 30s or 40s she recorded it.
Jesus.
Yes. And so it turns out someone decided, yeah, what else did Kate Smith sing outside of God Bless America?
Who goes down
this wormhole? And a quick Google search turned up some pretty unfavorable stuff.
Somebody at Spin Magazine had the wherewithal to ask the question, what was the B-side to that single?
What you weirdo has enough
you
time
don't
at night
know.
To say,
you don't want to hear
that
it?
Wormhole and find one.
It was not a hit.
Anyway, Feldman, who used to work here at the Sports Hub but is now across the hall.
Yeah.
Let us know that there is now a new song that has been the most streamed song in a single week. And it's the song Old Town Road by Lil Nas X. Most streamed song for any week in history. It was streamed 143 million times.
What?
In a week. In a week for the period ending on April 11th. So it was for last week. It was streamed.
So it must be really, really good.
143 times. Here's the controversy, Zoe.
143 million times.
What did I say?
143 times.
Oh, stupid man.
That's okay.
It's been banned from the country charts.
I was going to say it sounds like a country song.
This is the controversy with this song. They banned it from the country charts.
Okay.
Last week it was number one on the Hot 100 for Billboard, so it's very popular. 143 million streams, and we want Zoe to listen and decide if he believes it could or could not. Does it belong on the country charts? Can it be considered a country song?
All right.
And we're going to play you the version.
Oh.
The original version.
Yep.
We're going to play you the original version first, and then we'll play you a remixed version that includes Billy Ray Cyrus beginning.
Who's the original?
Oh, Achy Breaky Heart.
Lil Nas X. This is his song.
I'm going to take a shot
the
here.
The remix adds in Billy Ray Cyrus.
I'm going to take a shot that...
Here's the original. Is that banjo enough to get it on the country chart?
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is mad at black.
Kids are
got
playing
the
it.
Boots is black to match.
So
riding
dope.
On a horse. You can whip
this
your horse.
This song's badass.
I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch now. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
This ain't country. Ain't even close.
Okay, all right.
That's about pause. Ready to get off.
That's it. Pause.
Exposed.
He's heard enough. This version, not a country song.
Love this song.
Now we're going to play you the remix.
I've heard that.
Can the remix be allowed? And I remember there was that band, what's the...
Hootie.
No, Florida Georgia Line. Didn't they do a song...
Yeah.
Where they added in like a rapper, and then like later on the remix was it blew up.
Yeah,
it wasn't a hit the first go around.
Crossover hit,
Cruise, right?
Yeah, a big crossover hit. Yeah.
Right. Who do they add in on that song?
I don't know, but it's Cruise, I believe.
Okay,
yeah.
Well then the second go around on the remix, it shot up the charts.
Skilo, I believe, was added.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. But let's go to the second version. Here's version two. So can you put this on the country charts? It has Nelly in it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Florida Georgia Line had Nelly. Sorry, this one's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse through the Old Town
Turn
Road. I'm going to ride till I can't
no more.
I got the horses in the bag. Nope. Horse stock is attached.
I mean, they added They added in the token white cowboy dude. They can't get on the country charts with that now.
Just because you can't honkify the song up when you come back and you bring
Lil Nas X.
He takes it like post game party, you know, like yeah. This is a jam.
Yeah, I'm jamming. That
ain't country.
This.
Ain't nothing country about that.
All right, so
I want to go back to the original though. I could hear this at. Played at Gillette before the game.
Hell yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I got the horses in the bag. Horse stock is attached.
Well, they're playing catch. They're warming up.
I got the boots yeah. black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche.
Yep.
I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch now. Can't nobody.
Is this the original or the remake?
Original. They sound remarkably similar when they get to this part of the song.
Original. Yeah, I can see Patrick Chung driving his white pickup truck that's all souped up with the big tires, smoking a white tip cigar.
Josh said the Red Sox took the field for this last week. At,
really?
Josh, yeah. He went to the Baltimore game.
What?
At home?
So the country charts won't allow it.
They booted it off the country charts. They said, this is not country.
Get it out of here. I'm with them. Get it out.
Why? Too black sounding. We just... It just sounds so black.
Sound black?
Oh, yes, it does. This doesn't belong on the cut. Why not? Can we just be honest here? It's too black.
We can't do it.
It's
best time. Best times we ever had.
That's why.
One of the best times we had. I told you, we went to Seattle, St. Lucia, but you follow the entertainment around.
Oh, here we go.
Hootie the Cowboy.
Yeah.
And it was like Hootie, but he was the cowboy, and he had a cowboy hat on. He was doing country, and he had a handkerchief tied around his neck.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.